When Rachel Price steps off the plane in Jacksonville to join the medical team for the NHL's newest expansion team, the Rays, she's focused solely on establishing herself as a respected sports medicine physician. Little does she know that fate has three surprises waiting for her, three men who will challenge everything she thought she knew about love, loyalty, and her own heart. What begins as a series of embarrassing encounters and professional boundaries quickly evolves into something none of them could have anticipated, a love that refuses to be confined by convention. Rachel's new life begins with Caleb Sanford, the team's equipment manager, collecting her from the airport. Their first meeting is disastrous. Lost luggage, exhaustion, and her bag splitting open to reveal an embarrassing purple octopus-shaped sex toy, a gag gift from her roommate. "Well, this is a first," Caleb remarks dryly, while Rachel wishes to disappear. Despite initially judging entitled doctor types, Caleb finds himself attracted to this walking hurricane with her curves, septum piercing, and tattoos. Their neighbor relationship becomes complicated when Rachel locks herself out on her balcony in underwear and a crop top, forcing Caleb to rescue her. Rachel faces another shock when she discovers Jake Compton, the Rays' star defenseman, is her mystery boy from her brother's wedding 2 months ago. Their reintroduction is awkward. Jake doesn't immediately recognize her without her nose ring and with glasses on. When recognition hits, Jake confronts her. "You're her. You're my Seattle girl." Their chemistry reignites in a passionate kiss against her truck, but Rachel pulls away with the painful reality: as his doctor, any relationship is now impossible. "For the next 10 months, I am your doctor, and you are my patient," Rachel insists to Jake, though her body betrays her resolve. Jake agrees, but warns that once her contract ends, "You're mine." What follows is a dance of restraint and desire, with Jake pursuing her through flirtatious texts, shirtless photos, and intimate calls where boundaries blur, despite Rachel's professional concerns. Enter Ilmari Mars Kanunen, the team's Finnish goaltender, a Viking-like giant with wild features and piercing blue eyes. Their first meaningful interaction occurs when Rachel takes his superstitious seat on a team flight. When Mars demands she moves without explanation, Rachel refuses, establishing a tension-filled standoff. Mars is hiding a potentially career-threatening hip injury. When Rachel confronts him about his evasiveness, their conflict escalates into a physical struggle, with Rachel clinging to him like a koala, refusing to let him escape medical attention. "Everyone gets to care about the game first," she tells him fiercely, "but I don't. You are my priority." This declaration touches Mars deeply. He encounters someone who puts him first, rather than treating him like a replaceable part. He calls her Leona, lioness, marking the beginning of a connection that will soon transcend professional boundaries. As Rachel's relationships with Jake, Caleb, and Mars deepen individually, an unexpected solution emerges: living together under one roof in Jake's sprawling beach house. Despite Rachel's concerns about professional and personal risks, the arrangement offers a private sanctuary where their unconventional relationship can flourish away from prying eyes. "Three platonic fuck buddies and a hyperactive dog," Caleb describes their unusual household with his characteristic dry humor, though there's nothing truly platonic about their deepening emotional and physical connections. What begins as a practical solution transforms into something profound. The four develop a complex dynamic where Rachel serves as the emotional anchor, loved uniquely by all three men, while the men forge their own significant bonds. Jake and Caleb acknowledge deeper feelings for each other, breaking down preconceptions about sexuality and masculinity, while Mars maintains a more independent relationship with Rachel that complements the others. Their intimate explorations push conventional boundaries and create new territories of trust. During one vulnerable post-game night, Jake admits, "I want more. I want Rachel, but I also want the freedom she has to love with her whole heart, without shame or boundaries." The fragile balance of their private relationship faces its first major challenge when hockey game footage goes viral, showing seemingly intimate moments between them. Rumors spread through the league, and Rachel faces scrutiny from team management. When Coach Johnson discovers their polyamorous arrangement and that Rachel has been treating Mars while dating him, he suspends her indefinitely for the ethical breach. Devastated, Rachel plans to leave Jacksonville rather than damage her partner's careers. "I can't stay and ruin your lives without a job or references," she explains tearfully. But Caleb refuses to beg her to stay. Either she wants to be with them or she doesn't. This ultimatum forces Rachel to choose fighting over fleeing. The team's response reveals her impact. Half the players threaten to quit, the other half demand trades, all advocating for her return. This support leads to a compromise. After completing her suspension, Rachel will be offered an assistant director position in the restructured PT department. Their journey culminates in the decision to go public with their unconventional relationship. Jake, exhausted from maintaining a carefully crafted public image, becomes the catalyst for change. "I need him to want me out loud. I can't stand more secrets." Mars faces his own crucible when meeting with Finnish Olympic team representatives. Having achieved his lifelong dream of being named starting goalie, he warns them his name might soon appear in the press regarding his personal life, willing to risk his Olympic dreams rather than continue living in shadows. Their public coming out transforms from a dreaded necessity into a celebration during a sold-out game in Los Angeles. Rachel appears wearing a custom jersey, Jake's number on the front, Mars on the back, with Price across the shoulders. Throughout the arena, fans hold signs reading "Price equals love" and "Love at any price," their support amplified by camera flashes and cheers. Pucking Around celebrates how love transcends boundaries when people follow their hearts. Each character faces distinct fears. Jake doubts his intellectual worth, Caleb fears abandonment, Mars struggles with sharing love, and Rachel worries her past will ruin everything. Through honest communication, they build a relationship defying expectations. When Rachel tells her brother, "I've fallen for three guys, Harrison. I'm in love with them, and they're in love with me, and two of them are in love with each other," she claims her truth unapologetically. Despite professional and personal risks, they choose authenticity over secrecy. Their journey shows that family is defined by chosen bonds, not traditional structures. As Rachel tells Mars, "You belong here. You belong with me, with us." The story challenges us to expand our definition of love and commitment, offering a modern perspective where love isn't finite, but abundant, growing stronger when shared freely. Perhaps that's the most revolutionary idea, that in a world of expectations, loving without limits is the most courageous act of all.